7:22. Rashi said that someone who is Roga B'Lashon Hara is creating his own living Gehenim by entering the world of negativity and cynicism. Why is this called a Gehenim? The cynical people I know seem to relish in it and enjoy it. What I understand over here is that when somebody becomes cynical, you know, his humor might be a little bit enjoyable, but first of all, nobody around him really likes him because he always sees the negative. But the main point is that he doesn't have any sipuk in all his inyanim. Let's assume he went on vacation and he had a good time, but there was traffic in a few places and he had to wait 2 hours on the road. He's going to come back all dissatisfied because he's used to seeing the negative. He's used to focusing on the bad. He's going to rob himself from any sipuk. When he thinks about his children, he doesn't think how wonderful they are, and he's so molly sipuk with time about that. He sees what this one can't get a job, this one can't do this, this one does not learn, this one come halvaya bainity. Like, he sees them all very negatively. He pasha lives in the world of negativity, so he did create himself his own Gehenna by robbing himself from the sipuk of anything that had been in him. Maybe Taka lives in a cynical and negative world. And the thing would have to be mamish outstanding and perfect in order for him to have a sphere from it. He basically is killing himself. There were a number of years when I was giving that shiur in New York. In Brooklyn, I was giving a shiur. There was an older yid over there. That was an old American yid. Grew up in America in the times, I guess in the 1920s. By now he's already joined his avos. But at that time, when I was giving the shiur, he was still there. And he had studied, he learned in RJJ just for day school. I mean, you know, high school was already public school, and he went on to become a lawyer, but he remained an Erlich Yid. And he was a nice, simple Erlich Yid. And he had, to his name, two sons. One son was Rosh Hashiva Nesses Hall in Telstone, and the other son lived in Silicon Valley in California. And I think was a Shemesh Shabbos, but that's about it. So we used to get a shiur every week, and very often he was absent because he was visiting his children. He was already a senior, and he'd go visit his children. When he'd come back, we would ask him, so how was it? Did you enjoy yourself? Oh, it was wonderful. He would say to Mamish, like, B'cholev. Whether he went to California or whether he went to Telstar, either way, it was fantastic. Now, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, to his son, the Rosh Yeshiva, what were the big, fantastic things? His son would bring him to Rav Yashiv to get a bracha. He'd bring him to Shiurim that he could follow. And he would bring him to his yeshiva, and of course the bracha would be mechabed to him because he's the father of the Rosh Yeshiva. When he would go to Silicon Valley, they would take him to carnivals and to concerts and to arcades. And he came back either way, wonderful, it was gewaldig. And say just be reiterate everything that he did. And I remember telling him that you are a fantastic Zaidi, that whatever your kids do, you are 100% of freedom, and they walk out with a tremendous sipuk that they are mahani. Imagine one of us would go to Silicon Valley, God forbid, might have a child that way. And they say, would you like to come with us to the concert? And you'd say, no, enjoy yourself. I'll stay home. I have what to do over here. I mean, right? So they never have the sipuk that they were mahaliyo. This guy was a fantastic Zaidi. No matter what they did, he was 100% supreme. So at the end of life decisions, he moved to Telstar. Which says a lot of good for him. But Lemaisa, you know, so I'm not saying everyone has to be like this guy, but I'm just the concept of how much sphere you're living with and how much this has a lot to do with your negativity or your positive look. It's not a clinic, I just see. So that's why I was thinking that a person is making himself his own Gehenim when he is nichlis into the world of Lashon Hara. It's always seeing the beard, always seeing that, always knowing how to be mechapis mumim in the Adam. And it's like my Shrel used to like to say, it's the zvuv. It's zvuvarai. You know what he meant when he said the zvuv? When you have a piece of meat lying in the shuk or a dead pigeon on the floor, there's zvuv all come to the mokum apokum. And even if you have a live thing, the mokum where it's pokum, there's all the zvuv come. So he looked at the Baal Lashon Hara as the one who's oimed on the mokum apokum. He looked at him as a zvuv. And we all know how nudrai of zvuv is. But you have his roof coming around your head on Shabbos, and there's very little you can do about it. And then my Chazal tell, he always encouraged, you know, the Daim L'Rakiya and Lashon Hara, but he mamish looked at it as a zvuf. So he would have no problem explaining what's the Gehenna of being a zvuf. Imagine a mensch was Magugul, not to being even a cat, to being a zvuf. This is how he looked at it. That right now, in this Gilgul, you're a zvuf. So hence, I mean, I don't know why anyone has any problem understanding why it's a Gehenna to be a Baal Lashon Hara against Yelena Baal Rachamim.